This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, February 16th, 2017 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump appears to be on the verge of issuing a well-crafted executive order on religious liberty. The Worldview spoke with Brian Fisher, nationally syndicated talk show host with the American Family Association.
Well, what we saw under the Obama administration is outright oppression and repression of religious liberty. And this draft, it's like the Magna Carta of religious liberty, the way it would restore proper boundaries, the way it would keep the federal government from meddling with religious liberty. We are hoping and praying that President Trump will sign this thing and issue it and make it the official policy of his administration.
Fisher explained the practical benefit of a religious liberty executive order.
Let's take businesses that, for instance, do not want to provide abortive fashions to their employees. This would protect their liberty to do that based on conscience. Let's look at Christian adoption agencies who believe that it's in the best interest of a child to be adopted into a home with a mother and a father who are married to each other. They would be at liberty to do that. They would not be forced to violate their own conscience and biblical standards in the kind of environments in which they place vulnerable children.
Two questions remain. Why was the Religious Liberty Executive Order not signed in a timely manner, as promised? And why was its initial draft leaked to the press? Fisher speculated to the Worldview.
Now, he's got people in his own family. You know, his son-in-law and his daughter, Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they are very active proponents of the LGBT agenda. And it may be that they got wind of this executive order, they got wind of the draft, they didn't like it. And the reason we've had a delay is that they have intervened to try to dissuade President Trump from issuing this thing. And it may have seen the light of day because they wanted to try to neutralize this thing before it got out of the gate. Who knows exactly what's happening there? Now the Trump administration has been sitting on this thing for a couple of weeks.
Join the 100,000 people who've already signed the American Family Association petition urging President Trump to issue the executive order on religious liberty. It's linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. Tim Wildman, the CEO of AFA, is preparing to hand deliver them within the week to the White House to demonstrate how important religious liberty is to Christians. In Boko Haram's battle to eliminate Christianity from Nigeria, the Islamic terrorist group has killed nearly 100,000 people and displaced over 2 million more. Governor Kashim Shettima shared the statistics earlier this week. Boko Haram has been executing an insurgency since 2009 against Nigerian Christians who make up about half the country's population. Revelation 2:10 says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Missionary Don Osawar in Russia was the first American to be charged under the country's ban on proselytizing outside of religious centers. Don was fined $600 for holding unauthorized church services in his home. The independent Baptist missionary is now taking his case to the Supreme Court of the Russian Federation, according to World Magazine. The court agreed to hear the appeal, but had not set a court date as of last month. On Tuesday, the Virginia Senate voted to defund Planned Parenthood of all non-Medicaid funds. The House already passed the bill, but Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has stated that he will veto the bill. Please, pray for Governor McAuliffe to repent and for God to bring down the Planned Parenthood murder giant. West Virginia House Bill 2073 would require public schools in the state to provide, quote, as an elective course of instruction, the history of the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, unquote. The bill was introduced by Democratic Delegate Ralph Rodriguero earlier this month. Proverbs 1:7 declares, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Under the new Trump administration, the Internal Revenue Service has decided to not stand by the Obamacare mandate. The IRS no longer rejects tax returns that fail to report proof of health insurance coverage, reports WorldNet Daily. ISIS is now praising one of their enemies, President Donald Trump. The jihadists describe his immigration ban as, quote, the blessed ban, unquote, according to a New York Times journalist still in Mosul, Iraq. The terrorists believe that the ban proves America really does hate Islam and that they have successfully intimidated the, quote, most powerful man in the world, unquote. President Donald Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, affirming an unbreakable bond between the two countries. Trump assured Netanyahu that Iran would never be permitted to build a nuclear weapon. Last Thursday, a Good Samaritan came to the rescue of an 81-year-old lady named Peggy, who had her purse stolen from her in a grocery store parking lot. The hero heard Peggy's cries and immediately chased down the thief and retrieved the purse, reported Fox News. Peggy said, quote, "I just can't thank him enough for helping me," unquote. Job 29:17 says, "I broke the fangs of the unrighteous and made him drop his prey from his teeth." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.